All right, you guys, it is the 8 o'clock hour, and our guest is waiting in the wings. But before we bring her on, I want to share with you this song from Miss Kathy Yolanda Rice, Love Is Like a Sunny Day.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
Doing great. Just trying to keep warm.
Oh, really?
Yes. The temperature has dropped dramatically here.
Really? Wow. Yes. Okay. Well, you know, it wasn't that bad here today. A little windy. However, Miss Rice, I want to say congratulations to you and Mr. Gary on the nominations for this song we just heard, Love is Like a Sunny Day. I understand it was nominated for Independent Music Channel Award. Well, a couple of them,
yes.
Actually, right?
Right. One in the Best Jazz Composition and R&B Song category.
All right now.
One in both categories. So we're very excited about that.
And
we'll both pins and needles until later tonight when they announce the winner.
Well, we're going to claim the victory for you guys right now, right here, right now. You guys winning. You walking away with that one, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Well, of course, it's an honor just to be nominated for such a thing, but, you know, it's always better to be the winner.
Yeah. I'm happy to be in the game, though. I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I understand you've been playing piano since you were about 6 years old.
Yes, I have. That was my first instrument. And then I realized that I just really wanted to sing. And so I started focusing more on voice and taking private lessons at 12 for singing.
Wow. Beautiful. So you've actually been singing since you were 12. Have you, did you record anything around that age?
No, not at that age. I did a lot of contests back then. I did a lot of solo competitions in junior high school and high school, mm-hmm. and I received quite a few superior ratings, pretty much for all of them that I entered, and I ended up being the outstanding choral student for Huntsville, for the city of Huntsville back then. So I was always very actively involved in music and always serious about singing.
Yeah. It reflects. Wow. So tell me about your relationship with Philip Michael Thomas.
Well, Philip has been a tremendous influence and mentor in my life. We began a creative exchange back in 2007 when we connected on MySpace. And I did not realize that Philip was a musician, composer, and singer. And he shared his music with me and heard my voice. And that was just, you know, the beginning of our musical connection.
Wow. You know, I love it when we find out that actors are multidimensional, as most people are. Most people don't just focus on one thing. They have a variety of things going on in their worlds. And so it's always refreshing when we hear that people do more than one thing. Because I know a lot of people have been like, well, what happened to him? I mean, he was in a few movies. He had that series. But what happened to him? Well, he's been making music. I love it.
Yeah, he's pretty active. He has a play that he's done called Sasha on Broadway. It's a musical. And he's put that on, you know, regionally in the Florida area and also in New York. So he's up to quite a bit.
So what about you, Miss Kathy? Have you entered that arena of acting?
Actually, I have. I got a chance to be in my first movie here in Huntsville a few years back, a movie called Constellation. And I just, you know, had a part as an extra, but I was a special extra because the wardrobe people put me in a white hat. And every time they had to film a certain scene, they'd say, where's that lady in the white hat? And I got a chance to come back several times because of that. So that was, you know, that's my only film work that I've done. But I have done quite a bit of stage work. I've been in two local theatrical productions here. One was called When the Past Comes Back, and the other one was If Angels Are Men.
Oh. And let me ask you, were you in a project that was kind of like, it was reminiscent to me of For Color Girls? Weren't you in something like that, or am I mistaken? I'm sorry if I am.
Would that be the only thing that, I don't think that would be really close to that. If Angels Are Men was more of a, it had a lot of spiritual and political overtones going on in it. And When the Past Comes Back was about some sorority sisters who had accidentally killed a girl when they were pledging her. They had hazed the girl and she died. And at 30 years later, one of them decides she wants to confess and she gets them all together. That was, I think, my best part. I played the role of Paulette, the mayor of Atlanta's wife, who was an alcoholic. So
wow.
I was really playing a totally different character from the person that I am. And it was a very challenging and fun role.
Wow. I wish I could have seen that. It was really interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll do any other acting?
I think I probably will. Yeah. I do enjoy it. So that I may have some other things coming in the future. I'll get a chance to use those skills when I produce my next video that's coming up.
Okay.
I'm planning to do a video for Flesh of My Flesh in 2014. So I'll get a chance to do a little acting in that.
Wow, looking forward to that. We're going to listen to that song a little later on.
Okay.
So let me ask you, Kathy, have you always been an independent artist?
Yes, I have. I've always been an entrepreneur and independent. I'm taking it, you're familiar with my artwork. I'm also a painter. And so I started my first business known as Cards by Kathy. And then when I got a chance to finally release a music single, I put both the art and the music under the same umbrella, and so now I'm doing business with Paintbrush Records and Publishing.
Oh, okay.
It's the name Paintbrush because of the art.
Yes.
You know, so
I love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is an EP. Do you have a full album coming out anytime soon? Can we look forward to that? Hearing your beautiful voice?
Yes. I do plan to release another full project. I have my debut CD that is out there now that is a full project of 10 original tunes.
Oh, really?
It's entitled After All These Years, and it was produced by Grammy-nominated producer Kelvin Wooten. And Wooten has... we've done a lot of work with Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Anthony Hamilton. He's one of the best in the business. And it's a very delightful project. I encourage everyone to listen to it and support me and purchase it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And can we find that on your website?
Yes, it's on my website. And actually, you know, it's available everywhere on iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby. And it can be listened to on iHeartRadio, Rhapsody. My music is available all over the internet.
And it's going to be able to be heard here, because I'm definitely going to get a copy.
All right.
Because I have to support independent artists. I mean, that's what this is all about. So I'm anxious now to hear it. I didn't realize you had a full CD, because I have the EP. So I'm going to have to make sure that I get a copy of that so that I can share it with the listeners and hopefully encourage them to go and purchase the music, because, I mean, that is what it's about. I mean, music is the universal language. Music speaks to us on so many levels, emotional. It can even make you feel physically better. You know, I am a nurse by profession, and I know that music can play a major role in people who are fighting illness. Okay, so,
that's beautiful.
Lots of programs going on all around the country where they are incorporating music into the therapeutic aspect of healing. So, definitely.
Well, I enjoy making very relaxing music that's soothing to the soul.
Yes, it is. have to say. Yes, it is, my darling. Okay, so are you performing anywhere anytime soon? I mean, in any part? I mean, I know you live in Alabama, but do you travel or tour?
I'm not touring currently, but I am planning to do some shows in 2014. So if you'll just keep in touch with me via my website, I'll get a calendar up and let all the fans know where I'll be and what I'll be doing.
Beautiful, beautiful. And for those of you who don't know, if you haven't seen Kathy Yolanda Rice, she's a very beautiful woman and she has a very beautiful singing voice. And I'm finding out that she plays, do you play any other instruments besides the piano?
I play clarinet and play with the bass guitar.
I
I
love
have
it.
one that I like to play with, but
Okay.
that's about it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, of course, your voice is an instrument in and of itself.
Well, thank you for your kind compliments. I appreciate
Oh,
that.
it's not kindness, baby. I'm just speaking the truth. So let's go ahead and listen to another song and let the people get another taste of Miss Kathy
Okay.
Yolanda Rice. Let's do Feel Love. Would you like to say anything about it before we play?
It's Feel Love is a very sensual song with a Latin rhythm that you can kind of move your hips to, and it's a feel good song.
All
So
right. Well,
enjoy.
we're about to feel good right now.
All right.
We'll be right back with more Kathy Yolanda Rice.
Keep it warm for me, oh darling. Whoa, feel love.
That is hot. Okay.
Thank you. I was sitting here listening to it, Diana, and I remember where I was when I wrote that song.
Really?
I was living in New York City, on Staten Island, in a little apartment, in a duplex, and I remember writing that.
Wow. So,
yeah, that was a fun time in my life.
Well, you know, I have just looked for your project after all these years, and I found it. Amazon is sold out, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
It's sold out on Amazon. So I went to CD Baby, and one of the songs on the EP is also on that project, the Cloak and Dagger Affair.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't know that came before the EP. So it's beautiful. I love it. I love talking to artists because, you know, I get to know so much more about you and share with the people, because I think it's very important for your listening audience to know a little bit about you. It makes them feel closer to you, and it piques curiosity so that they go and purchase your music. At least that's the goal here. So I love it. I love finding out things I didn't know about artists. So this is, the EP is your second thing. So you're going to have a third project coming out in 2014.
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have a
I'm very excited about it too. I went ahead and included some of the songs from the original debut album After All These Years, because that project is just it's a very timeless project. A lot of people that love it tell me that, so I just want to share it with the listening audience to know that this is music that you can play anywhere that will, you know, be great for years to come. And the song Cloak and Dagger is a personal favorite, and it's also been included on a compilation CD with 9 other female musicians. I'm a member of a group called Women in Jazz in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
And so we did a compilation CD, and that song was included. So it's very, very popular, and one that I love.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, can we share that one with the listeners right now?
Sure.
Okay,
so let's do it.
Let's listen to Cloak and Dagger. It's actually, the title is Cloak and Dagger Affair. And we'll be back to chop it up some more with Miss Kathy Yolanda Rice.
Allô.
Allô, cet agent spécial Fiona Brown. Je viens à Paris à 20h ce soir. Au revoir. Mon amour, mon amour. Cloak and Dagger Affair.
You know, that's the wonderfulness of your music, is that it's all just, like you said, so soothing. You know, you just want to feel like you're just floating when you listen. You know, it's one of those things when you're, after you had a hard day at work, you come home and you pop in the CD and you just relax and chill and let the music take you away.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Diana. Thank you. Yeah, I've heard people say that they love listening to my CD when they're traveling on a trip. It makes the trip go by faster.
Yeah, so I see that too.
Have to have a CD in the car,
yes,
and one
do.
At home.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. Sounds like a wonderful thing. Okay, so you told me that earlier that you've always been an independent artist. Would you consider being with a major record label, and why or why not?
Well, I would, I guess I would have to say, of course, sure, I would consider it. But I enjoy being independent because of the freedom that it gives me, and the control of my product and everything and my schedule. So I think I enjoy that aspect of being an independent artist, as well as having the creative freedom to do the music that I want to do. The thing that I miss is the promotion that an artist gets when they are with a major label.
Of course.
So that's, I have to work really hard at getting the word out about my music and promoting it. So those are the pros and cons, in my opinion, of being an independent.
Yes, and you know what? And that is one of the reasons why I support the independent artists so diligently, because I understand that it's hard for you guys to get the word out, because you don't have those big bucks behind you, you know, planting the stories and you know, submitting your music for awards and all of these kinds of things. So, you know, the best way for anybody to be known, to be heard, whatever the category may be, music, business, political, whatever it is by word of mouth, is by getting out there with the people. So that's why I created this station and this show, because I want to help the independent artists. I mean, you know, when you think about it, when you listen to the radio, not, and then please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the people that you hear on Telestial Radio are not talented, because they are, of course, talented. But there's so much more variety in music than what we hear 24/7 on the radio.
That's true. You know? I applaud you for creating the station and doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, especially being a female and, you know, doing your show and everything. I think that's great.
Well, I tell you, it's not easy, but when you do something you love, it doesn't really feel like work. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not work for me to immerse myself in all this beautiful music that I hear on a daily basis, the music that comes to me. You know, some of it's not so good, but that's just a small, small fraction of all the music that I hear and all the people that I meet who are musical, be it writers and composers, arrangers. You know, I'm meeting all types of people. I've been doing this for 3 years now, and I love it, and I love having a small part to play in helping somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's what life is about. I mean, that's why he put us here, so that we can help each other and be abundant. You know, if I'm helping you to be abundant, then I also in turn am going to have abundance.
Absolutely. Wow. I can tell that the Lord is really working with you through this music ministry by helping other artists who are trying to be heard.
Most definitely. That's most wonderful. Definitely. And I can hear it in your music as well. You know, I know that you are a believer just by listening to your music, and that's so beautiful. And that's why I work so much harder to help you be known. So I definitely want you to let me know whenever you do anything, because I want to bring it to the attention of my listeners by putting it on a website, by putting it on social media, et cetera, because, you know, we have to help each other. You know, we have to be heard.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Diane. I mean, I really, really appreciate this connection from the bottom of my heart, and I feel so good about it. I'm honored to have this opportunity to be on the interview with you, and, you know, I just, everything that I do, I'm basically guided by the Holy Spirit. I've never walked this way before in my life, so each step is a step of faith.
Yes.
And when I reach out and someone is responsive, I'm like, oh, you know, I say, thank you, Jesus. Here's an opportunity. And that's basically how I live my life, you know, one day at a time, one step at a time throughout this musical journey. And yes, you know, we all have expectations of how we want things to be, but ultimately God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make sure I do my part every day, you know, to make this happen. And I'm praying that it will be blessed and claiming that it will be blessed.
Amen. That's what you got to do. And you have to know that you have a home here on WDGP. Whatever it is you're doing, I am not kidding. And if you ever come to the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, I must know, because I'm going to try to get there. I must meet you in person. You understand?
I would love that.
Because, it's what I do. You know, I love what I do. And I, you know, and God gave me another vision to help children. Now, I always knew that I was going to be working with children, but I thought it was going to be just girls. But like you said, God has the final word, and he said, no, you're going to do a program for girls and boys, and it's going to be music-based, and it's going to be something to encourage and help them in later years. You know, if I get them when they're 5 and 6 and help them to do what their parents may not financially be able to help them do, and teach them about things like copywriting, you know, and anything that they want to do that's connected to music, be it the production, the arrangement, the writing, you know, the lyrical writing, you know, making CDs, learning how to be a DJ, learning how to do stage production, whatever it is, you know, dance, whatever it is. And God gave me that vision. And then once he gives you the vision to do something and you are obedient, he opens up so many doors.
You know
what I'm saying? So many. I mean, it's like magic. You feel like it's magic, but you know it's because you are being obedient.
Right. It's really the Holy Spirit moving in the people that you're coming in contact with and moving in you and telling you, you know, what to do. That little voice
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything that I can do to help others so that they can in turn turn around and help me help the children, it's a win-win situation. You know,
that's great.
I
will definitely be here for you. As a resource, I can certainly share my experience and knowledge that I've gained thus far in my career. So we'll definitely, you know, keep in touch on that.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Yes, I'll be here to support you.
I appreciate that so much. So now we're coming to the part of the show where I always, every guest who comes on initially, at least the first time, and of course if anything else comes up later, I like to have you give a word of encouragement or support, whatever is on your heart to do to the people who may be considering going into this thing called independent music, going into this business, because it is a business. You should be talented, but it is definitely a business. You need to know that part, or at least have people around you who you can trust who know that part. I want to ask you to do that, but not right now.
Okay.
I'm going to let that marinate on your heart a little bit, and then before you leave us, you can give us those words of wisdom, if you will.
Okay.
Okay, so now I want to go ahead and play the song that you've done with Philip Michael Thomas. And this is one of those songs that the way it was, it came about is so beautiful to me because of technology and the things that you can do. It was actually recorded in two separate studios, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So this is amazing when people can come together and not even be together. So we're going to take a moment and listen to this song, Flesh of My Flesh. And I can't wait to see this video. Oh, my goodness. All right. So here we go. And we'll be back in just a bit.
Place no one else above you. Ever since that fateful day, you touched my life. You promised me joy in the morning, love all through the night. You kept your promise and you made everything all right.
Riches and things, feel us power. Like kings and queens, you and I were made to help each other. Live, love, and discover. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, ruling together on God's holy throne. A union, holy communion.
Yeah. I love the way you love me. Share. I love the way you love me. Nothing else compares.
A union, holy communion.
You are the things I hope for, the evidence of things I've seen. My life is so much sweeter. We are a living dream.
I bow to you, my love. With you I'll make any sacrifice.
I vow to you my heart, my soul.
God is in control.
A union, holy communion.
Yeah.
I love the way you love me. I love the love we share. I love the way you love me. Nothing else compares.
We got faith.
That's a wedding song, right?
Yes, absolutely. It definitely worked for that. And
yes,
hopefully it will just inspire and encourage people to keep their hearts open for love.
Yes.
For, you know, to have that perfect union that God intended for all of us to have.
That is such a beautiful song. And that is actually the first song that I actually heard from you. And then the other songs, I kind of, you know, did some research and heard them. And then the EP, I think, you know, I had Love Is Like a Sunny Day. I did have that one already. And then you sent me the EP and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Great.
So, you know.
Well, I would like to share a little something else with you. I have quite a few fans. In fact, the majority of my fans are from other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of, you know, of that knowledge, I'm planning a release of Flesh of My Flesh and Love Is Like a Sunny Day, and probably three other songs will be released in French. Philip and I are going to do the duet in French for release with the Francophone world. And we're working with just a wonderful translator and friend of Philip's, a man by the name of Yves LaDoucière, is currently working on the lyrics in French. And so we're very excited about that project coming out as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because in doing what I'm doing, I often find that a lot of the artists from the U.S. in particular are very much more popular in like the U.K. and even Italy, Spain, Germany than they are here. I mean, not that they're not popular here. I'm not saying that. But it's like they have a bigger following and a larger demand for their music in those other places. And I think that's amazing, you know, and I don't know if it's because of the internet and people hearing, but I do know that places like Japan are very, very into jazz and R&B artists from the U.S. in particular, because I have a lot of friends who go there on a regular basis to tour.
Oh, that's true, Diana. And I have to give a big shout out to the UK for supporting Love Is Like a Sunny Day. That song went to number 2 on the UK Soul Chart.
Right.
Starpoint Radio was playing it, and apparently the song was played on, you know, several stations mm-hmm. all over the world. And so they really came through. I could feel the love from the UK for Love Is Like a Sunny Day.
All right. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It had a long run on the chart
mm-hmm.
Before it made it up to number 2. And then it stayed on, you know, as it came back down. So we got quite a bit of airplay that's just so appreciated and really much needed to, mm-hmm. you know, to promote independent
yes,
music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the fact that the award shows are trying to include independent artists. Of course, independent artists have their own award shows, but that the mainstream awards are considering more independent artists. And I'm glad to see that happening because you guys need recognition, too. You need to be put out there. I mean, just because you're not with a major record label, and you know the thing about major record labels to me is that their role has changed drastically from what it used to be, where they used to take raw talent and, you know, polish it up and you present it and all of that. Now they pretty much want you to be known before they even touch you. They want you to have a following.
Yeah, that's true. I do know that Flesh of My Flesh made the nomination ballot for a Grammy for Best
Wonderful.
Song.
Wonderful, isn't it? So, as well it should.
Yeah. So we will see what happens with that.
Great.
You know, the thing that people have to realize that musicians really spend a lot of energy supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community that can inspire and uplift in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you participate.
Yes.
And so this year I really, really worked hard at digging in and being a participant of the whole process. And so I've learned quite a bit
this year and had some, you know, really great accomplishments, I think, looking back over the year. I'm very pleased with what happened for my career.
Well, I don't know what you've done, but I'm on the outside looking in, and I can say, yes, ma'am, you have a lot of accomplishments, a lot of wonderful accomplishments for this year.
Well, thank you.
And
getting the music out there as an independent.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a release, that's let's jump up and down. You know, we've got another one out. So
yes.
I pray
your continued success for next year and beyond. And you know, like you say, God is in control. And what I know of him is that he's going to take care of his. So, I'm expecting big things to happen for you. Wonderful things to happen. And I'm going to be your number one cheerleader.
All right. Thank you. And I'm going to be cheering for you, too, and tuning in to the station. Absolutely.
So
WDGP Radio.
That's right.
All right.
And you'll have to do me a couple of radio drops, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Please do.
Yeah. I'll email that to them.
Okay. That's fine. What you just did, I'm probably going to cut that out and use it, too, when you just said WDGP Radio. Oh, my goodness. So let me give you the floor now so that you can give us your words of wisdom, and then we'll finish up.
Okay. Well, I would just like to say that it's so important to never give up on your dreams, and it's never too late to live your dreams. And never forget God. Always honor him in everything that you do, and everything will be all right. So just keep on keeping on and make beautiful music to inspire and uplift and heal the world.
Beautiful, beautifully said from a beautiful lady making beautiful music. And I can't wait to find out that you've won that nomination for Best R&B and Best Jazz Song. Is it songwriter?
Yes,
because
it's
that's the other thing. I forgot to bring that out. I'm glad I said it. You write all your own lyrics, right?
I do, but for that particular competition, Gary Swan wrote the lyrics and I wrote the music to the song.
Oh,
yeah.
You wrote the music. Okay, well, excuse me. Let me bow down. You write music and lyrics. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes. I wrote all of the songs on the debut album. They're all original tunes.
Okay.
And produced by Kelvin Wooten. Flesh of My Flesh was written by Philip Michael Thomas, and Love Is Like a Sunny Day was my first writing collaboration. And I have to give a shout out to Gary for just being a great friend and mentor as well. It was wonderful working with him on the song, and he's just been a tremendous source of encouragement and support.
Yes, he is very supportive. Very. I like him. Just from what I know of him. And I don't know him, but yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, my dear, I want to take this opportunity to formally thank you so much for spending this hour with us here and for opening yourself and sharing bits of you with our listeners as well as the beautiful music. So thank you so much for that. Remember, you have an open invitation. I would love, because I enjoy being first with things. And I would love for you to come back and us do a listening party when you do your next project.
Okay. I will definitely write that down right now.
Okay.
Lock it in.
That's right. Lock us in.
We will lock that in.
All right, my dear. Again, thank you. I want you to enjoy the rest of your weekend. I know you're very busy because I know what you do. So I just appreciate the time that you've been able to spend with us. And, like I said, I wish you much success for the future, which I know is coming. I'm saying wish, but I'm speaking it into existence because I believe in that.
Praise God. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been my pleasure as well, and I'd like to wish you a wonderful week and a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too, my dear. Enjoy your family and friends.
Okay.
All right, and as we say goodbye to Miss Kathy Yolanda Rice, we're going to listen to one more track entitled "Isn't It a Pity."
I tried to tell them that you were special, but they didn't believe me, and I tried to show them that you were precious, but they couldn't see what was so obvious to me.
Oh,